Chapter 35.
Gabool unsheathed his sword and glared suspiciously at the three captains who strode into Fort Bladegate at the head of their crews.
What are you three doing here? What do you want?
Told us to come back here, Gabool.
King Gabool!
You call me King, do you hear? Anyway, what news?
No news. Greypatch and that dreaded Dark Queen have vanished from the seas. No sign of them anywhere.
Gabool tugged absently at his matted beard.
That's no news. I've taken care of Greypatch and Dark Queen long ago. Belay, have you three swabs been sinking ships in Terramore Cove?
Ships? What ships?
Two of them. But never mind that. Have you heard the bell? What about the great badger? Did you clap eyes on him?
Riptongue looked from Hook Fin to Grimtooth. All three raised their eyebrows and shrugged. They watched as Gabool went across to the bell.
See that? They don't hear you. So why should I?
So he's right. He's mad as a gaffed fish.
Riptongue whispered to Grimtooth. Gabool spun around.
Avast! Don't you three start plotting behind me back!
Riptongue took a cask from one of his crew. He banged it down upon the table, stoving its head in with the hilt of his sword.
No beast talking about here, King Gabool. Come and share a beaker of this wine that I won.
Grimtooth strode to the window. He stood drinking his wine and looking out to sea, then turned laughing to the others.
Ho ho! Look it, mate! Here comes a wave blade sailing into the cove like a stranded sardine! Ha ha! I'll wager old Orgoy's still in his bunk snoring!
They crowded to the windows to watch. Hookfin tugged Riptongue's sleeve urgently.
Did you leave any watch aboard your vessel, matey?
Riptongue swung a claw back over his shoulder.
No! They're all up here with me! Why?
Hookfin pointed down at the three ships.
Then who's moving those vessels out to sea?
Riptongue drew his sword and faced Gabool.
This is one of your tricks. What's your game?
But Gabool did not hear the angry captain. He was staring wild-eyed at the hulking figure that paced the deck of the wave blade, distant but unmistakable.
It's him! It's the badger!
Immediately, the three sea rat captains and their king started bellowing orders to the packed hall.
Get down to the cove! Stop the black sail putting out to sea!
Kill the badger! I'll make any rat a captain who slays him!
Stop the night wake! Some scurvy slobs trying to steal her!
The badger! Kill the badger, shipmate!
Get after the crab clawed buckles! Bring her back to me!
Whoever kills the badger is a rich rat! You got Gabool's oath on that!
Marielle stared at the three sea rat ships as wave blades sailed into Terramort Cove. Roanblade swung the tiller, navigating between them.
Strange. They've just arrived, yet they're going out again.
Tarquin shaded his eyes and peered across.
Aye, and those aren't sea rats who are sailing them. What do you think's going on?
Ahoy there, Marielle!
The mouse maid gasped. There, standing on the shore of the cove, waving at her, was Dandin. She jumped up and down, waving back.
Dandin! Dandin, stay there! We're coming ashore!
They plunged over into the shallows and waded onto the beach. Dandin hugged and patted Tarquin and Marielle, who in their turn squeezed him tightly, ruffling his whiskers and patting his paws as if they could not believe it was really him. Smiling happily and sniffing a little, Dandin managed to extricate himself from the welcoming huddle.
I thought you were dead. I was certain you'd been drowned. Though there wasn't much time to think about that with the fix me and Durry found ourselves in. I tell you, don't ever become an ore slave. It's worse than being captured by the Flitcheye.
When the reunion was finished and Lord Roanblade had been introduced, Marielle looked about.
Where's Durry?
No sooner had she spoken than, in company with two hooded shrews, Durry came pounding down the path to the cove. The young hedgehog looked very dashing, wearing a broad leather belt with several daggers bristling from it and a hood on his head.
Oh, Durry, you do look a proper swashbuckler in no mistake!
Marielle laughed. However, Duddy Quill was in no mood for banter.